What a remarkable choir you are. I have the privilege of sitting right across from Gabriel Dammer. And so as we're singing songs about Christ the Child, I'm looking over at this beautiful little guy and thinking to myself, what a blessing. What a blessing. Well, good evening and welcome again. And I'm really glad that you've chosen to join us this evening as we hear the Christmas story from God's Word. And we look forward to Christmas morning and the celebration of the birth of the Savior. Now, you know, a couple of Thursday nights ago, I took a moment to sit in on the closing of one of our Awana programs. Now, for those of you who may not know, Awana is a children's program for children K through 6th grade. And Awana is designed to encourage children to be in the Word of God and to memorize the Word of God. And along the way, they play lots of games and they have a lot of fun. And they also earn awards. They earn awards to mark their progress through the program. So on this particular Thursday night, the Awana kids were all gathered here in the sanctuary. We had removed the chairs, and the children gather in a large, kind of in a semicircle. And as soon as they are quieted down, our program leader, Ray Miller, starts to introduce the children who have won awards that evening. So he introduces the child, and he introduces the award that child has won because they have memorized passages of Scripture. And I got to tell you that there is something really special about being here at the closing ceremonies for Awana to watch these children as they receive these awards. They get so excited. One, they know that their name is going to be called, so they're extra, you know, they're kind of listening. And then when Ray calls their name, it's not unusual for them to jump up and run up to get their award. They're kind of bouncing. I would bounce, but I'd screw up my back. They bounce a little bit. You know, sometimes they high-five Ray, and then he gives them their award, and he sends them back. And the kids then go back to this little semicircle, and they show off what they've got. And they're so excited. They want everybody to know. Sometimes they stand up and they show it to a mom or dad who's sitting in the back. You know, look what I've gotten. It's just fantastic to watch. And I would encourage you, if you ever want to come out on a Thursday night and sit in the back and just watch as these children just indulge themselves and have such a wonderful time in the program. But you know, here's the thing. Here's the thing about that. As exciting as it is for the kids, and as special as the awards are, you know, when it comes right down to it, they're really nothing more. These awards are really nothing more than colored plastic bubble and cloth. Even though they're referred to as rubies and gems, we know that they don't have any real earthly value, and they likely won't last. In time, they'll likely be lost or laid aside. And yet, the kids are there, and they're excited, and they're looking forward to collecting their prize, to being awarded this gift, this thing. And just the thought of receiving it is enough to excite their imaginations and motivate them to keep trying to memorize Bible verses and share the news of their prize with others. And watching these kids, it got me to thinking, especially as we're looking forward to Christmas morning. It made me wonder. I wonder, what is it that you're looking forward to this Christmas? I wonder what it is that it excites us. I wonder what it is that captures our imaginations and makes us want to jump for joy on Christmas. Maybe it's the thought of a special gift, you know, something your heart's been set on for some time and you have been throwing out subtle and not so subtle hints about. I'd like a TV. Maybe you're looking forward to seeing someone special open that gift that you've hunted down for them and thought was just perfect for them. And you want to see their face. Maybe you're looking forward to seeing family or friends sharing in a special meal. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, that there's nothing wrong with those things. But we understand that a good deal of what excites us about Christmas and what excites us in this life is temporary. It's temporary. But with the coming of Christmas, we get the opportunity to celebrate a gift that is far and away better than any gift, any other gift that you could ever, ever receive. This is a gift that will never fade in beauty. This is a gift that is of inestimable value. And if we will open it, if we will open it, it promises to capture our hearts, it promises to capture our minds, and it will truly keep on giving for all eternity. There is no other gift like it. And I say that because on Christmas Day, we'll mark the moment that God, who is the giver of all good gifts, we'll mark the moment that God sent Jesus, his one and only son, born of a virgin in the little town of Bethlehem and into the humble circumstances of a stable. Then Jesus was sent. When Jesus was sent, the news of his arrival was so astounding, so miraculous, so wondrous that it was hailed by the heavenly host who sang of the glories of God's gift of Christ, declaring glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. This news was so remarkable. It was so remarkable because the Bible teaches that we are by nature and by choice sinners separated from God. And unless our sin is paid for, unless our sin is dealt with, we all stand condemned before a holy, righteous, sovereign God. We are liable for his judgment. And the Bible also teaches that there is no work, there is no good thing that we could ever do to make up for our sin. And so that means that without any hope of our own for rectifying our condition, we're up the creek. Said another way, it's like we're on the naughty list. And we have no hope of getting off the naughty list by doing good. And we have no hope of ever receiving anything but coal in our stockings for Christmas. But God's love for us was so great. God's love for us and his grace were so magnificent that he remembered us in our low estate. And even though we were still sinners, he sent his one and only son, Jesus, to take on the very nature of a man, to live in humble submission to God, a submission that eventually led to his death on a cross. And it was by his death on a cross that Jesus paid the penalty of sin that was ours to pay. And by his resurrection, he brought about the death of death itself. And we were offered finally and forever the promise of an eternal salvation that would be secured forever by Christ's death and resurrection, and that would never, ever perish. It would never spoil or fade. And it was God's good pleasure to invite us to turn to him and be saved by acknowledging our sin and putting our trust and faith in Jesus, that by his death and by his resurrection, he has paid for our sins. So that we might be reconciled to God and declared as his own, as justified, forgiven, redeemed, adopted into his household, sealed by the Holy Spirit, and provided an inheritance of eternal life. All of this made available to us because of the gift of God in Christ that came to us on Christmas. But you know, here's the thing. The truth be told, rather than standing with our jaw agape, with eyes full of wonder at the gift that God has lavished upon us through Christ, All too often, the gift giver and the gift itself are greeted with a yawn, and they're ignored as we find ourselves lost in stuff. as we find ourselves drawn away, our hearts and minds fixed on material trinkets, the stuff that the scripture tells us that rust and moth and moths will destroy, and thieves can break in and steal. They are things that offer no greater hope than a moment's passing satisfaction. And yet, that's what so often captures our hearts on Christmas. So I wondered again, what's captured your imagination this Christmas? What gift are you celebrating? And what gift are you rejoicing over? For those who've already opened the gift of God by putting your faith in Jesus, you have every reason to jump with joy this Christmas and to tell everybody about what has occurred, because you have been freed from the penalty of sin and death. You no longer bear the weight of God's potential judgment. You no longer face God's eternal wrath. What more is there that you could celebrate and tell others about and high-five others and say, "Woohoo! I am His and He is mine." And not because of anything I have done, but because of what He has done in Christ Jesus. You remember that your sin is paid for. When you remember that you are forgiven. When you remember that you are free. You are received. And you are His. What a glorious Christmas morning is that. But perhaps you're here tonight and you haven't yet put your faith and trust in Jesus. At this Christmas, I would respectfully encourage you to consider that you open the gift that God has given you in Christ. The other gifts are wonderful and beautiful and so much fun. But why would you open the gifts there and leave aside the one gift that is greater than all of them? Why would you leave that left under the tree? Why would you set that aside? No one would do that. You want to reach out for the greater gift this Christmas. The greater gift that's found in Christ, in faith in Christ. You say, "Well, how do I open the gift? How do I open that gift?" You acknowledge your sin. Acknowledge your need for a Savior. And then you reach out to Christ and you ask Him in prayer. Ask Him to pay the price. Ask Him to pay the price for you. Put your trust in Him that He has indeed paid the price for your sin. And He has promised that all who call upon His name will be saved. He will turn none away. And so, dear ones, by putting your faith and trust in Jesus, you will have opened the greatest gift you could ever, ever receive. And my hope, my fondest desire, is that this Christmas would be the Christmas you do that. Don't leave anything under the tree. So as you open your gifts tomorrow, I pray for believer and those who are not yet believers. I pray that you will reach out and you will be reminded again of the great gift you've been given. And if you haven't yet opened the gift, you will open the gift. And that you will find that you have something to rejoice in this Christmas time, unlike anything you have ever had before. The gift of the birth of Jesus Christ and the glories and the light of salvation that He brought us cannot be overstated. Cannot be overstated. And so, that's my Christmas wish for you. Open the gift. And if you've opened the gift, rejoice in the gift. Rejoice in the gift. Let's pray. Father God, I thank You. And I pray, Lord, that You will speak to our hearts. That You'll draw us closer to You. And I pray, Father God, that Your name will be praised in all things. Amen and amen.